This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Hi, for all of you who do not listen every single day, you will be like, Ben, why do you get so angry with Dr. Fauci?
Wait a minute, not listening every day? Why? Why not?
Well, some people just can't. And obviously, not everyone can listen for all 4 hours. So I deal
Why not?
I deal with information that Dr. Fauci and the things that he knows that he pretends not to know that most people don't know about. And if I know about it, I know for a fact he knows about it. And so it enrages me. And if you think, Ben, you're so over the top, no, that's just because I know more. And if you knew what I knew, then you would be enraged too, and I'm going to prove it to you. Because I'm going to give you information that I've covered way long time ago that I got to go back to, combined with new information that listeners have given me. And thank you, guys, when you send me stuff. I can't get to everything, but this is very important. It deals with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci's team has known for a very long time, at least 15 years, but even more than that, that chloroquine is an inhibitor to COVID-19 because it was an inhibitor to SARS the first round. Their team did studies. And there's an article about this that's labeled Deadly Cover-Up. Fauci's approved hydroxy 15 years ago. They approved hydroxy 15 years ago to cure coronaviruses. So he's known this the whole time because this was a plan, and I'll explain this, by the deep state. And Dr. Fauci is part of this. So I go to the link to the National Center of Biotechnology Information. Okay? Here is their chloroquine, their article that they have. Chloroquine is a potential inhibitor of SARS, coronavirus infection, and spread. Remember, this is 15 years ago. This is from 2005. It says, background. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, is caused by a newly discovered coronavirus, SARS-CoV. Or COV, SARS-CoV. All right? We report, however, that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells. These inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with the drug either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prolific or therapeutic advantage. In addition to a well-known, you know what, I'm not going to keep, they're talking about chloroquine. Let me get to their conclusion. Chloroquine is effective in preventing the spread of SARS-CoV in cell culture. Favorable inhibition of viruses spread was observed when the cells were either treated with chloroquine prior to or after SARS-CoV infection. Okay, so they have a study that they know that chloroquine stops SARS-CoV. And you'll say, Ben, I'm a liberal. SARS-CoV is a different disease. How are they supposed to know? Do you know what COVID-19 is? COVID-19 is SARS-CoV-2. That's the official name of COVID-19. SARS-CoV-2. Meaning it's the same thing as SARS. But it's in 2019, it might be a mutated form of SARS. But it is SARS. It's the same as SARS, only mutated. Which means they knew that hydroxychloroquine would work. They knew it on day one. They still know it, and they're still denying it. They've already had the studies, and they know it stops SARS. And folks, COVID-19 is SARS. I know they don't tell you this, but anyone could look up what I'm saying. It's a fact. But here's more proof that they've known this for a long time. And there was a plan to release this, to shut everything down, and then have the answer in chloroquine. The problem was, is Donald Trump jumped the gun and talked about chloroquine and took away their answer. Once he did it and the media started saying, no, 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 because they say no automatically to whatever Trump did, it blew up the globalist plan because the media wasn't in full in touch with what was going on. How do I know this? Because let's go back even further. Let's go back 17 years ago to a TV show called Dead Zone, who did an entire show on exactly what we're going through to this day. And they even give the answer of chloroquine to be the healing grace at the end. This is not a joke. This is a TV show called Dead Zone that aired 17 years ago. But you would think that this aired yesterday. Take a listen. This is highlights of the show.
All right, what's going on?
Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
I saw a virus. I think some kind of disease.
A virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious and it may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this gonna get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now, Walt.
He's right. All right. All right, here's what's gonna happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm gonna get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
Well, until I come up with something better.
Walt, no. No, you cannot lock the school doors. Walt.
This is for your family's safety.
Will I get sick too?
Maybe we should wear masks. What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth with this little Q-tip. Trying to get a handle on this animal. Damn efficient airborne transmission. Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much. We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. For anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there.
International flight to China?
That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
And the enzyme, this virus needs when they were using.
So the chloroquine. So the chloroquine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen. It suppresses the enzymes.
Oh!
Welcome back, you damn fool. What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually, but not in time.
That was 17 years ago. The globalists, this is just a TV show that knows that they've been talking about this in trials. If there ever is an outbreak. They've had this planned for a long time. And chloroquine was the answer. Trump promoting it early on screwed things up for them. Do you understand? Things don't always go as planned. Everything is going as planned. Then Trump comes out early on and says, hey, what about this hydroxychloroquine? And they're like, that's too early. This is not, we need this shut down for the entire election. That was what we were supposed to tell people at the end. But Trump said it right at the beginning. He came across the information he wasn't supposed to come across. So now we got to condemn it and say, no, we need a vaccine. That's what we need. I have just shown you with 100% proof you're being scammed. Especially by them already saying that chloroquine stopped SARS-1. COVID-19 is SARS-2. If it stopped SARS-1, why wouldn't it stop SARS-2? That's 100% evidence that they are scamming you. Totally blown up. And then you wonder why I get so enraged at Dr. Fauci. You wonder why I scream and yell on the radio. They all know this. Fauci knows this better than anyone. If I have this information, Dr. Fauci has had this information before I ever even thought about it. Evil. We're talking evil. I just blew up it. The entire thing has been blown up in front of your eyes. If you don't believe me and you don't believe the evidence I just gave you, I can't help you.
The news station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Don't forget to look up Event 201, which is Bill Gates' group that went over all of this in Event 201 right before this whole COVID-19 thing happened, like a month before, I believe, October they met and went over this exact scenario, and then they implemented it. That's what happened. Anyone can look that up, Event 201. I mean, there's overwhelming evidence, but people just don't want to believe it. And then I'm getting questions, well, where do you get this evidence? Well, people send it to me, but it's hard because if I just say go to the CDC website, they don't know where to look. I listed what I was reading, what website I was getting it from. But here's the thing. People are just going to have to do tough searches and use like DuckDuckGo Google's going to manipulate you and not let you find these things easy. I guess the easiest thing would be to take my reputation, because I'm accurate, and use it. So what I will do is post this last segment, the last half hour, as its own thing. I'll post it on my podcast page. Not the blog, but the podcast page. There's two different things. And then you can take that, the audio of what I said, and it should wake up people. Most people don't want to believe this is true. So you can put the facts in front of them. You can play them, and they'll just discount me and not believe me. That's what most people's reaction. Don't expect them to be like, oh, I was wrong this whole time. You're right. People don't want to believe that. They want to believe that this is real. They don't want to believe that it's not. COVID-19 is a real thing, but the pandemic is fake. All right. I'll do that for you, but it won't be till I'm done and off the air, and you'll have to give me time. Stick around.